You're listening to the BS Podcast Network.
Bum, 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 bum. Ba-na-na.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
So you got to say it with meaning there.
Welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to... And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 45 for Monday, February... God damn it! And you're listening to episode 45 for Monday, December 18th, 2017.
Are you sure about that? This week on the Two Bobs, we got an exciting episode for you. We're going to talk about how it's winter as fuck today in Michigan. Also, the beer we're drinking and Arby's latest concoction.
We'll determine the best Christmas movie ever and, of course, a crazy news story. We haven't really had anything to drink, but we're already a little bit punchy.
Yeah. I don't know. I blame you. You're the one in charge of the date and the episode number. I just say, welcome to the Two Bobs, I'm Rob, and then you criticize it because I didn't say it the way you wanted me to say it, and then you fuck up the intro, you know? That's what you get.
Yeah, it's what I get for being the one to correct you, and then I goof it up.
Yep. Karma's a motherfucker.
I saw the 12 written down, and it made me a little bit, I don't know. It confused me for a minute.
Yeah, numbers are hard. Hey, it's like a winter.
I'm not the finance guy.
It's a winter fucking wonderland outside my house right now, I'll tell you that much. I'm experiencing all the side effects of cold weather, actually, that we discussed last week. But, well, no. Everyone except I haven't gotten frostbite that I know of yet. But all the other ones, chap lips, just freezing ass cold, took forever to get to work, all of them today.
Well, that sounds good. We've got a lot of cold today, too. I think it was 22 this morning, and the wind chill was about 8. So it's been fun and crazy windy as well.
Yeah, we're in the area they're anticipating to. We're in the middle of a winter storm warning right now, anticipating 6 to 9 inches. I left work early today at like 2:30, and it was after 4 o'clock when I got home. So it was nice. It was a bear. And the problem is, it's not me. It's everybody else on the road. There's always one person, and it's always on a one lane road. And I take a couple of those to get home. That's just like, they've never seen snow before. Oh my God, I've never seen snow. I don't know what to do. So I'm just going to go 10 miles per hour all the way down the road. And like, there's just like a fucking parade of cars behind them because they're just clogging up the entire road. But, you know, enough of that. I feel like if you have a 4-wheel drive car, like I have, you should have a dedicated lane that you can just go fucking as fast as you want. Cause I would have gotten home in like a half hour.
Well, it's like around here where we have the HOV lanes, because I've got a hybrid. I can take those lanes. So you need a special,
I need a gas guzzler lane.
Yeah. You need a 4-wheel drive lane. And you sent me a picture of you basically sitting in traffic. I think your speedometer said one time it said 4 miles an hour and one time it said 5, and there was just one lane of traffic each way. So is that normally 2 and it was kind of closed off because of the snow?
No, that particular road, when I sent you that picture, is a one lane each way road. It's one of those I have to take it to the expressway. Then, of course, when you're on the expressway, there's 4 or 5 lanes going in each direction. But then the roads that I have to take home from work, most of the roads are one lane each way. And we don't have a lot of roads that are just one lane each direction, but I just take all of them home. So
that's right. Well, we're here now.
We are.
And we're safe.
We're safe. I am dreading going to work in the morning, but, you know, I'm hoping everybody else stays home so I can go to work and just cruise down.
Is the snow done?
And
or still more coming?
No, it's wrapping up. I think it's the storm warning goes till midnight. But I think the majority of it's supposed to be done right around now. Maybe, you know, a little bit. So it's starting to slow down a little bit. I've already been out there with the snowblower once, and I'll probably have to between now and the time that I leave for work tomorrow, I'm going to have to figure out another way to do it again. But the good news is, well, so I have to do it in the morning before I leave, because after work, I'm going directly to the movie theater to see the new Star Wars movie. So I'm excited.
Well, maybe you'll have to tell us a little bit about it next week. We're going to go after Christmas, so I'm looking forward to it. And we've been seeing the trailers and everything on TV, so it looks like it's going to be good. I'm trying to stay away from too much social media to see, you know, I guess just to make sure that it's more of a surprise. And I don't really know much about it, but I think it will be a good one.
I don't know much about it, but I know it's going to be awesome. You know, I'm going to live stream it on Instagram for everyone.
You can't do that.
You know, rules are meant to be broken, Robert, and the internet is permanent. So by the time they find me, I will have already done it. So we're good.
It'd be too late then. Well, you know what's good? Well, there'll be beer there at the movie theater that you're able to go to.
This is a fancy movie theater that has a really nice bar at it, actually. And the food is good, too. So I will be drinking beer, much like I'm drinking beer right now.
Well, what do you say we get started?
Hey, bartender, another beer!
That's what mine sounded like.
Sounds like you're drinking a Coca-Cola.
Well, it could be. I had a Diet Dr. Pepper pop earlier. It was quite tasty.
Oh, the good pops. Good pops. I do. I always have a Diet Dr. Pepper pop after we record our Two Bobs episode.
And then go to bed? Does it not keep you up?
Nothing keeps me up, Robert. I mean, I just...
That's about how I am.
It just allows me to zonk out on the couch long enough to like watch a half an episode of something. And then I'm, you know.
No problem sleeping here.
No.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Thirsty Trout Porter by Dark Horse Brewing Company. I've had a couple of their beers before. I had the Tunia, I think, at some point in Two Bob's history, which was pretty good. There's a couple other brews of theirs that I really quite enjoy. So it's a good brewery based out of Michigan, specifically Marshall, Michigan. And I've already been drinking this, and this really kind of stands up to the Dark Horse name as far as quality and taste and very flavorful beer. So Thirsty Trout Porter, 7% alcohol by volume, 24 IBU. So it's got a little bit of hops, but not a whole lot. Kind of sticks to the true nature of porters, which is all about the malts. And this definitely is a malty beer. So it says Thirsty Trout is a rich, robust American porter, dark brown in color with medium to heavy body and hints of light roast. Aromas of chocolate leave way to a full mouth feel and somewhat sweet finish to make this porter a desirable companion. Thirsty Trout is a rich, robust American porter that will leave you yelling, "Chocolate!" after the first whiff. Dark brown in color with medium body and hints of light roast, the aromas of chocolate cupcake lead the way to a sweet caramel and toffee body that finished beautifully with hops. Stay trout, my friends. So this particular beer is seasonal from Dark Horse. It's released every year in November. And one thing I can say about this beer, there was another beer I recently had that just had a really, really strong coffee presence. This is the same thing, only it's chocolate. When you open the bottle, you smell the chocolate aroma. You taste the chocolate. It really, really is reminiscent of like a chocolate dessert. And it's the first time I've ever had it. It's really, really good, though. 7% alcohol by volume, so it's kind of middle of the road. It's just enough to get a little bit of warmth from the alcohol. But I don't taste a ton of roastiness to it, just a little bit of roastiness, but it's mostly chocolate with a little bit of caramel and with toffee and notes, and it's just a really terrific beer. I rated it a 4.5 on Untappd.
Holy shit.
I've had a couple sips of this because you were fucking lollygagging getting online tonight for us to record. Well, actually, I was just early. I'm just giving you shit. So I already cracked it open by the time we even, you know, opened up Skype here and had a couple sips of it. And it's a really, really tasty beer. Getting very malty, which I just, you know, I'm a malty guy. But you taste a little bit of the bite from the alcohol, but damn, it tastes like chocolate. It's so good.
Now, when you took a whiff of it, did you say chocolate? Like in your little comments there?
I yelled chocolate, and Kelly texted me to tell me to shut the hell up because the kids are sleeping. I actually ran up and down the street in the snow in my boxer shorts, yelling chocolate all up and down.
Waving your hands up and down.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. And then there was chocolate. So, again, highly recommended beer.
4.5
Unfortunately, it's only available part of the year, but damn it, it's good. I'm going to have to get more.
Only available part of the year and around your area.
I feel like this could be a dangerous, this could be a really dangerous beer because I could take down a few of these. I think it's one of those beers I could drink a bunch of it and it would still taste really good and really flavorful. Then I'd go to sleep. No, it's really good.
Well, get some so you have them during the holidays. So when you're off and enjoying yourself, you'll have a couple of those in the fridge.
Yeah, when it's especially, you know, during the fall, the winter, it's a good dark kind of wintry beer. I feel very comforted by it.
Well, I've got something here that's a little bit of it's kind of a surprise, but not really, but I'm excited to try it. And I knew you'd be jealous, but it's Left Hand Brewing Company Bittersweet Nitro.
Ooh.
Imperial Coffee Milk Stout.
Let me
see. So it's not the nitro that we've had in the past. It is a bittersweet Imperial Coffee Milk Stout, which is also a nitro.
Oh, shit. I got to find that.
And I started to pour it the regular way into my glass, and then I was trying to keep it on the down low so you didn't see it. And then I realized, shit, I got to turn it all the way up. So I did pour it correctly, and I watched the little nitro bubbles kind of fizz up. So I haven't had any yet. I'm going to smell it.
I've stopped listening to you. I'm on their website trying to find it now. What were you saying?
Well, it's the Left Hand Brewing Company Bittersweet Nitro. Super smooth combo of coffee and our creamy Imperial Sweet Stout. Our big, aggressive bittersweet stout is made smooth and even creamier with the help of tiny nitrogen bubbles that are released when you pour it hard. The coffee's dark cherry flavors and spicy undertones weave into the rich imperial milk stout like a chocolate-covered espresso bean melting on your tongue. Bitter, then sweet, sweet, then bitter. It's bittersweet. And it's a limited availability. The style is Imperial Coffee Milk Stout. Full-bodied alcohol by volume 8.9, 54 IBUs, available in the 4-pack or a keg. So 4 isn't enough. And I'm going to take it down now.
Oh my God, that sounds so good. Is it everything you expected?
Yeah, well, it's everything that the description said, where you get a bit of the bitter and then the sweet and the sweet and then the bitter. So it does have a little bit of that feel to it. So it's not quite as smooth as the regular nitro milk stout. It does have a bit of bitterness to it. So it's kind of, it almost tricks you where you taste it. And at least for me, it tasted really smooth. And then I noticed a bit of the bitterness, just like it said. But yeah, you get cherry and coffee in there at the same time. So I like it. I'm not quite sure how it compares to the other one as far as rating goes. I'm not sure if Melissa will like this or not, because it does have a little bit of that bitter, but it's not overpowering like an IPA. So I think you'd like it. She probably will too. She's a coin flip on this one though, I think.
Oh man, 8.9 too. It's got a little bit of a kick.
That might be some of the flavor in there as well. It does it does have that kind of alcohol-y.
Oh, I found it by my house.
I got it at Total Wine.
Well, I don't have one of those at my house, Robert. Okay.
Well, FunTap says you can find it. I just happened to be walking past it. I saw it. It was in the little seasonal section that they have there. So it was, again, it says limited availability. So again, I found it with all the other seasonal beers when I was looking for something special for the show.
There's this place, God, that looks delicious. So there's this place, you know, I'm just a big fan of the Left-Handed Brewery. They've never disappointed me. Much like Dark Horse, they're giving the Left-Hand a run for its money. But there's a place near, not too far from my house that I'm going through all these. I'm on Untappd. I'm going through all these Left-Hand Brewing beers. And every single one of them is showing up at this one place by my house. So, and I've heard, I've never been there, but I've heard from multiple people that they have quite a craft beer selection there. It's 2 stories. I'll have to go. Maybe I'll go this weekend.
Well, it's a 4-pack.
I'll take the cuts.
I've done that before. I'm rating it now. I put it as a 4. I don't even know what I rated the other one, but I'm putting it as a 4 because I like it. Happy Hanukkah badge. Good for Hoppy Hanukkah.
Hoppy, it's a play on words.
Hoppy. Ah.
Man, I'm hungry. I got home from... I left work early, too. Never ate lunch, got home, like, slammed down a couple bratwursts, and then went outside and, you know, did all the snow and whatnot. And now I'm just hungry again.
Well, I'm hungry, too, and I did have dinner. Melissa brought some KFC, which she had to apologize for because she knows that it's not really my favorite, but it was pretty good. What are you in the mood for? You didn't have pizza?
Well, I mean, I'm always in the mood for pizza. Who are we kidding? No, but did you hear this new sandwich that Arby's has? It's and I think they're just kind of testing it. But from what I've heard, it does exist in the state of Michigan. It's their Arby Nader.
I'm pulling it up it here.
Has curly fries on the sandwich. And also, it's not letting me pull up the website. Are you pulling up the website?
Yeah, I've got it. I just Googled it, and I ended up on grubgrade.com, and it says it's got the official ingredient rundown for the Arbinator is roast beef, which we would figure, curly fries on top, cheddar sauce, Arby's sauce, horsey sauce, and a sesame bun. So I don't know about having the Arby's sauce on there, too, but I love me some horsey sauce. And that cheddar cheese, it's like everything. I think it's basically everything that they make.
It looks so good, on top of this. It's huge.
It does look good. It looks like it comes in 3 sizes, the classic, the double, and I can't, half pound.
Half pound. That's what I need.
You can't even eat that.
I can eat
How can you fit it in your mouth? Right,
that's what she said.
It's the size of your head.
That is also what she said. Well, so this particular one was spotted on a sign at a drive-thru at an Arby's in Holland, Michigan, which is about like 3 hours due south of where I am right here. It's right near Lake Michigan. But I don't know. Like, I want to get one. I don't know if they've actually made it to the east side of Michigan yet, though. Like, is this just like a one-shot thing? Or does the Arby's down the street from me actually have one?
Well, I'm pulling up their number here. Let's see if we can give them a call.
Let's call and ask.
Let's see.
I do. I'll have to go get one in the fucking storm. I don't care. I'll just wait till tomorrow. I can't hear anything. Oh, there it goes. Sweet. What if they don't pick up? Are they closed? Hi, I'm just trying to find out, do you have the Arbinator sandwich that has the curly fries on it?
I'm sorry?
The curly fry Arbinator sandwich, do you have that there?
No, I'm sorry, we don't.
Oh, man. All right, thanks.
She wasn't happy with you, my friend.
She seemed like she was really busy, which I don't understand because there's like 6 to 9 inches of snow outside their door. Like, who the hell's going to Arby's tonight?
At 8:30. Well, she's probably the only one working.
Yeah, probably. And there's one asshole that came and probably ordered 10 sandwiches or something like that. Like, I don't blame her for being in a bad mood. You know, there's a foot of snow outside. She's working alone at Arby's. They don't have the Arbinator. She's probably upset because they don't have an Arbinator.
Well, she was probably outside smoking, and we interrupted probably. That. She was staying warm with a cigarette.
Probably cleaning out equipment and stuff. I don't know what they do there.
That does look good. We have an Arby's up the street from here, and I like to go there because it's different. It's not the usual KFC or Burger King or Wendy's or McDonald's. It's good stuff, and I like the roast beef. I like to get the jalapeno poppers. And did you see a couple weeks ago they had a venison burger? I can't remember. It was sometime in November.
I saw the venison burger. I didn't try it, though, unfortunately.
It's like a one-day-only thing. Oh,
man. It looks really good, though.
You would eat it?
Fuck yeah, I'd eat it. Venison's delicious.
Oh, you live up in that part of the world. I've never had venison. I'm just looking at that thing. The other thing they had... I can't remember what it was. I think it was over the summer. They had a pork belly sandwich, which had these big, thick slabs of, I guess, pork belly. And I've never had that either. It just did not look appetizing.
I think venison, compared to like beef, it's a little leaner. It's a little leaner and a little bit saltier than beef, I guess. But I'll tell you, Dave, my guy across the street, who, by the way, brought out the four-wheeler with the snowplow attachment, and then the chains on the wheels slipped off because they didn't put them on there right. But our neighbor next door, to two doors over from him, apparently showed him how to put the chains on there. So I'm just waiting for him to show up so he can get the snow off my fucking driveway. But no, he's a super nice.
Do you want to call him?
He's a super nice guy. He, like, I'm outside with my snowblower, and he, like, walking down the street with his, and, like, ready to help me with my driveway. I'm like, dude, I got my driveway, you know. And he's like, I'm gonna go do this other guy's driveway. And then I'm like, all right. The problem with Dave, though, is he inspires me to want to be a good neighbor myself. So then I ended up doing the house across the street because I'm like, damn it, Dave being such a nice guy, now I gotta go do the house across the street so I don't look like an asshole.
Well, if he's already doing it, you just need to go inside and get a bunch of snacks and bring them out for everybody that is outside. That's your part.
Snacks. Bring some snacks and some hot chocolates.
Yeah.
Some Arbonator sandwiches, if they had them.
Arbonators. What's the nastiest thing you've ever eaten? Thinking about the Arbonator is not really quite the nastiest thing, but this smokehouse pork belly from Arby's looks gross. But at a fast food restaurant, is there anything that you either eat on a regular basis that people would think is gross, or things that you have eaten that were just nasty and you would never eat them again? Fast food.
Oh, man. See, because I'm that guy that tries the things that they have.
Yeah.
That, you know, like in the special limited time section of the menu. Yeah.
I think early on we talked about that KFC. There was a double down that had, instead of bread, it used the fried chicken pieces.
That's got to be it, because, like, I felt just like a dirty person after eating it.
I had never had that. The one thing that I
needed a nap and a shower.
So it was fried chicken, but I think it was just cheese on the inside, or did it have another piece of chicken?
I
think chicken? It was,
I don't know, maybe bacon, fucking mayo. Oh. I don't know. Maybe they threw some lettuce in there just so it looked like a sandwich.
Oh, mine's probably the McDonald's fish sandwich. And I know I posted on Instagram a couple weeks back just because I heard about it on the Dan and Cody show. And I just got in the mood for it. And they said that's one of the worst things you can order is the fish sandwiches. Nobody ever orders them, and they sit there under the lamp. And when I posted that picture on Instagram, pretty much all the comments were, that's nasty. How could you eat that? But it was good. And I think I probably have two a year, maybe. But if I had to pick one, that's probably on my list. Although the McRib is back, last I saw. So I
don't know.
I think I'd like to try that.
Well, regarding the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, I know somebody that more often than not, that's what she orders off the menu at McDonald's. But I told her that I was going to start going easier on her on the podcast. No, it's not elderly listener.
Oh, it's okay.
I don't know what the fuck elderly listener orders. She probably orders that too. I don't know. No, I told you know, my better half. I've said too much. I know somebody that eats those on the regular.
I would call her out, but I don't want to call her out by name because I don't want Kelly getting mad at me.
And then last week, of course, I was like, all right, I'm not going to make fun of her for drinking Soft Parade this week. And then, of course, you brought it up, and I'm like, hey, it wasn't me. I didn't tell him to do it.
Maybe I did.
You did. You mentioned Soft Parade. Or because we were talking about when I went to Kalamazoo, and you're like, they have Soft Parade?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, didn't we agree that we had to mention it at least once?
I feel like it should each be episode, a like, rule, right? I don't know.
We should have a little ding ding, so every time someone brings up Soft Parade, dings.
Make it a very like soft ding, like a soft, kind of like soft feminine ding, like a ding. Ding.
Very soft ding. You done Christmas shopping yet?
Yes. All of the Amazon boxes that are, you know, have been plaguing my studio have turned into wrapped packages in place of where the boxes of Amazon shit were. But well, for the most part, we're pretty much done. How about you?
So the kids aren't going to come in there? They're not going to see that? I mean, I can understand them seeing plain brown boxes and not think anything of it, but if they come in and see,
well, we have the special,
you know, Elmo and yeah, and what's it, the Thomas the Train wrapping paper, they're going to wonder what that stuff is.
No, this year we got from Santa, he brought for Colin, we have Star Wars wrapping paper, and Harrison has Minion wrapping paper this year. Well, so to remedy that, my door does actually have a lock. When I when I put a door handle, because, you know, that was one of the main ingredients that was missing from this room when I started to do the podcast, was there was no door handle. So I put one on there and I put one on the key so I can lock it. And then, like, the key hangs from, like, this little overhang that's above our, you know, so Kelly and I know
right
the
next
key's
to the
there.
Knob.
Yeah. We just keep it in the knob. No, so, like, Kelly and I know how to get in here if we need to, but the kids don't know where the key is, so it's safe. Are you done shopping?
Now, we've got some boxes still coming and trying to figure out the last couple of things, but, you know, it's one of those things that you think you have enough, and then you look, and then you say, well, maybe I don't have enough, or in years past, we've kind of done the opposite, where we always think we don't have enough, and then you go to wrap it, and it's just taking forever. And we actually do it the night before. So Christmas Eve night, get the kids to bed, and then usually break out wine or vodka or beer or something, and just go to town wrapping. So,
oh, hell no. We don't, no. Well, not because, well, like, I don't know. Like, Kelly, God, yeah. One of us is much better at wrapping presents than the other. And it's...
So you just don't let her do it then?
No, not really. I mean, she tries to help. She does gift bags. She's great at gift bags. But so I end up having to do most of the wrapping myself. I not having to. I choose to do most of the wrapping myself. And because of that, like, if we just did it on Christmas Eve. First off, by the end of the evening on Christmas Eve, I'm exhausted. I just want to veg out on the couch, go to sleep, and then get ready for the day that is ahead of us the next day. So, like, we get ours done ahead of time. Like, all I have to do is bring the boxes up with the presents in it and a couple other things. But Colin's iPad, though, he's going to hate me. I did, like, the where you have the box and you unwrap it and you open the box and there's just another wrapped box in there, and you have to go through like four different layers of wrapped boxes before you actually get to the iPad.
Wrong.
Let's talk about something a little on the brighter side of Christmas, which is our favorite Christmas movies.
Now, I'm looking at this bracket here that we've got, and I have not seen all of them, so I'm curious to see what we end up with. But basically, there's 32 movies that are on here that are Christmas-related, and we're going to kind of go through them exactly like a final, I guess, what is that, the Sweet 16 and the NCAA basketball or any kind of tournament bracket, yeah, and figure out what the best Christmas movie is.
Yeah, like a playoff bracket. And by the way, these are all have been randomly placed, so we haven't strategically placed some of these movies to try to, you know, make the brackets move in a certain direction. This is completely random, just like professional sports, right? They draw teams out of a hat to choose which ones make it to the playoffs. Same thing here, and we'll see who kind of comes up on top. I have some feelings around who I think it might be. I've seen most of the movies here, so, and then some of them I feel like are just like took place during Christmas, but not aren't necessarily Christmas movies. But yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that, because I think there are a couple on here that just happen to be Christmas related, but they're not really specifically Christmas movies. But we'll start with the first one, and it is Black Christmas and Hallmark movies. I will just have to actually just go with the Hallmark movies then, because I know that people love them, and I have plenty of friends that I see on Facebook that they're watching Christmas movies on Hallmark Channel pretty much all month. So I'll pick Hallmark movies.
I'm going to have to go. So Black Christmas is like a horror movie, which I'm a fan of. I haven't seen it, but one thing I can tell you for sure is I can't stand Hallmark movies. So my vote's for Black Christmas on this one.
Okay.
Because we're both dorks.
So the top is going to be heads and the bottom is tails.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Siri to flip a coin for us so we know that it's fair and random. And we'll see. Right. We'll see where we end up here, who ends up on top. Hey, Siri, flip a coin.
Tails.
Tails. Oh, Hallmark movies won.
All right. So I'm going to mark that there. All right. What's next?
Next one is Holiday Inn versus The Grinch. To me, this is a no-brainer, The Grinch, right?
Absolutely. And it's even that this particular one is the Jim Carrey version. So it's a live action, not the cartoon one with, I think, Boris Karloff. But either way, it's the Grinch every time.
Yeah, the Grinch wins, regardless if it's the animated one or the one with Jim Carrey in it.
Glad we don't have to flip a coin for that one. Whew. Next up is Gremlins and Fred Claus. And only because I don't know what Fred Claus is, I'm going to pick Gremlins because I love it.
So Fred Claus was with Vince Vaughn and Paul Giamatti. But you know what, though? I'm still going to go with the Gremlins because they're awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, good.
Gremlins win. I'm excited to see who wins the championship this year for the fucking Christmas movie bracket. All right, let me drink some beer. Let's see. Next one.
You're going to need a beer with the next one.
Oh man, this is like pairing up the Astros and the Dodgers in the first round. I get it that they're in separate, you know, fucking conferences, but aren't separate
leagues.
That's
fine. I got you.
You know what?
There's another heavy hitter we'll have to get to. This is the first one.
Rough for me.
Right at the beginning. Usually the big ones go at the end, and you have time to kind of weed out some of the garbage. But this one, it's,
I feel like I'm going to cry at some point during this thing. So for me, okay. Rudolph for me is, I remember watching it as a kid and just, you know, sitting down by the fire with my parents, watching Rudolph. And the weird claymation one, right? Guys and, you know, the misfit toys and Cornelius, the guy with the pickaxe, but
Yukon
there. That's it right there. And the guy, Kirby, who wanted to be a dentist. But Christmas Vacation, if there's a Christmas movie that for me every year, I just have to watch. And by the way, I've already watched it this year. It's Christmas Vacation. I got to go with Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, I've got a very, like you, I've got a soft spot in my heart for Rudolph. And I was trying to explain to Benjamin that watching, you know, when we were kids watching these shows, you had to wait for it. You had to get your Sunday paper, open up the TV guide and find out what day of the week it was going to be on, what time, and just plan the week out. But now we've got it on iTunes, or we can watch it on his iPad on Netflix. It doesn't have the same power as a kid, but now I'd have to go with Christmas Vacation. It's more of a classic, I think, particularly as you get older. And even Ben likes to watch it. So he likes Rudolph and we like Rudolph, but Christmas Vacation it is.
One of my favorite movie quotes of all time is, "And why is the carpet wet, Todd?"
"I don't know, Margot."
Sorry.
Yeah. We love that movie.
Good. It's good. All right.
All right, Ernest Saves Christmas and Jingle All the Way. This is a tough one, and I'm going to actually go with, I don't know that I've seen either one in ages, so I don't remember it, but I know you're a big Arnold fan, so rather than having to go to Siri, I'll say Jingle All the Way. Only because Ernest was kind of a short-lived thing, and he wasn't really a classic. So if we're really going to kind of judge it on better movies and more classic ones, I'll go with Arnold.
I'm going with Ernest Saves Christmas.
Of course you would. All right, Siri.
You want me to do the honors? All right, so
go ahead.
So if it's
I got enough going on.
Okay,
here.
So if it's heads, it's Ernest Saves Christmas. Tails, Jingle All the Way. Here, Siri, right. Flip a coin.
Tails.
Oh, Tails. So we're going with Jingle All the Way. I'll concede.
Siri likes Tail. All right. Next up.
Clever. You clever bitch. All right. Next one is Christmas with the Cranks or the Santa Claus. They're both pretty. So the Santa Claus, that's the one with Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Christmas with the Cranks has Dan Aykroyd. Who else is in there?
Isn't that Eddie Murphy? Where am I thinking? Let's see here.
Christmas with the Cranks is Tim Allen. So Tim Allen is in both of these. Jamie Lee Curtis, no. Dan Aykroyd. Oh, this is tough for me. So I don't love either of these movies.
No, that's a tough one. I'm changing my answer, by the way.
I'm going to have to go with the Santa Claus.
Me too. All right. I had the Cranks, so I think it was Eddie Murphy, just because I don't really like Tim Allen. But then I remembered that it was him kind of like turning into Santa Claus.
You're stuck with fucking Tim Allen regardless on that one.
Yeah, so I'll take the Santa Claus.
All right.
That'll just make the next round easier.
True story.
All right. Oh, that's you.
No, that's you.
Okay. All right, the next one up is Muppet Christmas Carol and Batman Returns. I don't remember why Batman Returns would fit in there, but it's probably got a Christmas theme in it. But I, either way, I'm going Muppet Christmas.
I'm gonna have to go.
It's Christmas Carol.
I'm gonna have to go Muppet Christmas Carol too, because not that I don't love Batman Returns, but I don't think of that as even remotely a Christmas movie. Just because it takes place in December and there might be some snow on the ground does not inherently make it Christmas. So I'm gonna have to go with the Muppets.
Okay.
Jim Henson wins. All right, next one here.
You've got another big one, and I warned you about this one.
This is probably the most, for me, the most difficult one so far, and probably at the, I would go as far as saying probably going to be the most difficult one of this entire fucking stupid game. It is.
Even more so than Christmas Vacation versus Rudolph. Absolutely. This one. Although.
Oh, man. So this one here is Elf.
I'm ringing in with mine.
Elf versus A Christmas Story. So Elf, the movie with Will Ferrell, which again is one of the movies that I watch every single year around this time. I've already watched it this year. And it's absolutely hilarious. And A Christmas Story, which is one of the probably the most beloved Christmas movies of all time. You're going to shoot your eye out, Ralphie. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Which one is played for 24 hours straight?
Well, that's A Christmas Story is played for 24 hours straight, right?
Yeah, for a reason. They don't play Elf for 24 hours.
This is tough.
Because not enough people like Will Ferrell.
So I'm gonna have to go.
It's a good movie, but there's no question.
I gotta show respect where respect is due on this, and go with the movie with the Fragile leg lamp, and go with A Christmas Story. Just because I love
it. Elf is good, but it's
hilarious.
It's nowhere near as strong. As
no, A Christmas Story is gonna have to win.
I knew it would be tough.
That was really difficult. That's like somebody asking you which one of your children you love more.
It's a tough one, and they're both good in their own way, just like your kids. They've got their own thing. But
all right, so we're finished
unlike your kids. There is no clear winner there, but there is a clear winner here.
We're finished with the Western Conference of our movie bracket. Moving on to the Eastern Conference here.
All right, this one's a little bit easier. Home Alone 2. Which is the second one that takes place in New York, or Charlie Brown Christmas. And it's not really a movie, but it is for this purpose. Charlie Brown.
And
that's my answer. Charlie Brown has to be.
I'm going to go Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2?
I love Home Alone 2. He's lost in New York. The Sticky Bandits are after him. We just watched Home Alone 2 last night. All right, so look.
I wish the Sticky Bandits were after
Siri's me. Siri's gonna have to definitely resolve this one.
It better be Tails.
All right. Hey, Siri, flip a coin.
It's Tails this time.
Oh, Charlie Brown. Which is not really, again, it's not really a loss for me, because Charlie Brown Christmas is great. We own it. Like, it's not, we'll watch it. Yeah. It'll be one of those that we watch with the kids.
Like Rudolph, it's must see. Now, if that's against, what was Rudolph against? Christmas Vacation? I don't know that it beats that either. And I don't know that Christmas Vacation is number one, but I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know that either Rudolph or Charlie Brown are strong enough to beat Christmas Vacation.
Well, only time will tell, Robert. That's next one in the first round is, and this is an easy one for me. It's the Santa Claus, the movie, or Trading Places. Trading Places is hilarious, not a Christmas movie. And the Santa Claus, the movie is, again, it's a classic movie. I remember seeing it at the movie theater when it was a new movie as a child, and enjoyed it. So I'm going to have to go with Santa Claus, the movie.
Well, I've never seen it, and only because I have seen Trading Places and I don't really think of it as a Christmas movie. I'll agree with you on that one.
I appreciate you doing that.
It's going up against Charlie Brown later, so I'll give you that. So for now, White Christmas or Die Hard? And White Christmas is on sale at iTunes this week, so if you don't have it, you should go ahead and grab it, which I just did, only because we love it.
So I'm assuming you're going with White Christmas.
I'm going with White Christmas, although I love Die Hard, but it's another one of those that kind of takes place during the winter.
So
and Christmas time.
White Christmas is the one with Bing Crosby, right?
Yeah, they're in the military and they're dancing and singing.
Yeah,
out at war.
I'll have to go with that. I'll go with White Christmas too on that one.
$9.99 on iTunes right
Fantastic.
Now.
Next one, Polar Express or Nightmare Before Christmas. Both are really good movies in their own way. But I would say Polar Express for me is one of those movies that if that really will go down in history is just a great holiday movie. I think 20, 30 years from now, people are still going to be watching Polar Express pretty regularly. So I'm going to go with Polar Express.
It's a little bit creepy with whatever animation that they use, but I'll pick that one too.
Okay. Yeah. Have you seen Nightmare Before Christmas? I would say if you had to choose which one is more creepy, I'd say that Nightmare Before Christmas definitely takes the cake on that one. But we'll go with Polar Express. And
well, that's on sale this week, too. $9.99 on iTunes.
Oh, we own the shit out of that, so there's no reason for me to buy it. But, yeah, a lot of good ones on sale this week. And by the way, I've just opened up a Vanilla Java Porter, so I'm moving on to number two here.
Well, I just opened up a Ballast Point Big Eye IPA.
All right.
Quite... I like this beer a lot, but it's quite a bit different from the Nitro Bittersweet. So I should have brought something a little bit more in line with what
maybe
that
some
was.
Saltines, just cleanse your palate out.
Oyster crackers.
All right.
Next one up is Silent Night, Deadly Night, or Prancer, and I've got no idea, so I'm gonna defer to what you say on this one.
I have no fucking clue. I say we just. Well, it's I don't know. Silent. I've never seen either of these, so we're gonna let Siri just go ahead and take care of this one for us. So heads for Silent Night, Deadly Night. Prancer will be tails. Hey Siri, flip a coin.
It's tails this time.
Prancer wins
again. She likes tails.
She does. All right. She went with.
Not that there's anything wrong with
she
that.
She went with tails. All right. Let's
All right,
see.
Prancer.
All right. Next one is. Oh man, this is a kind of a difficult one too, though. Scrooge versus Miracle on 34th Street. So Scrooge with what's his face?
Bill Murray,
which is a really good movie. But Miracle on 34th Street is just a timeless classic. I got to go with Miracle on 34th.
Miracle on 34th it is.
Not because I don't like Scrooge, but because I don't like, again, it's Miracle on 34th Street. Like, have a fucking soul.
Yeah. If there's a top five, it's of all time, it's got to be in there. Next up is Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Next up is Love Actually or It's a Wonderful Life. For me, that's another one of those classic ones. Is it a classic or is it more of a modern classic? So longevity and what more people probably sit down to watch every year. We own both of them. This is probably so far one of the hardest ones. Because they're both good.
I have an answer, but I think,
yeah. All right. Well, you're ringing in there, and I'm going to go with It's a Wonderful Life.
I got to agree with that one.
Okay.
All right. Next round here.
Final.
And again, this one's, well, this is of the first round. Of the first round. Right, okay. Yeah. So it is Bad Santa, which is, again, hilarious, although Kelly hates it, versus Home Alone. And for me, Home Alone's got to win, right?
Home Alone.
All right. So now we are on to the round two of the Western Conference.
Yeah. Hallmark movies versus The Grinch. No brainer.
The Grinch, right?
The Grinch.
Grinch wins. Yep. You're a winner, Mr. Grinch. All right. Next round in the round two of the Western Conference is Gremlins versus Christmas Vacation. Christmas Vacation all day for me.
A vacation.
We're agreeing on this one pretty easily here. I don't think it's always going to be this smooth for the rest of the thing, but let's
No. This next one might be the tough one. It's not quite as clear cut.
It's not.
Jingle All the Way or The Santa Claus? Not that it really matters because there's no money on this, but I'll go Jingle All the Way.
I'm going to go Santa Claus. All right, so heads, Jingle All the Way, tails, Santa Claus. Hey, Siri, flip a fucking coin.
There's no need for that.
You whore. Hey, Siri, flip a coin, please.
Heads.
Oh, heads.
Oh, for the first time.
She loves heads. Jingle All the Way. Jingle.
See, Siri's in my court. Are you sure you don't have my phone?
Next round, last of the Western Conference round two, Muppets Christmas Carol versus A Christmas Story. For me, this is a no-brainer Christmas Story.
Yep, Christmas Story.
An Xmas Story.
Charlie Brown or Santa Claus in the movie? Oh, I'm going CB, no-brainer.
Charlie Brown it is.
Hey, Charlie.
There he is.
Hey, Charlie, wake up.
Yeah, Charlie.
If they did a Christmas version, we'd have to put it in the bracket. All right, so Eastern Conference round two. Next up is Christmas versus Polar Express. My vote's for Polar Express.
I go with Bing, White Christmas.
White Christmas is heads, Polar Express is tails. Hey, Siri, flip a coin.
It's tails.
Oh!
Damn it.
Ball, don't lie. Ball, don't lie.
All right. Polar Express it is. Prancer and Miracle on 34th Street. I'm going to put a big old 34 here.
I mean, Prancer, the movie that we had to, which won the bracket Siri that we didn't even attempt to make a guess at and just let Siri handle, versus one of the most beloved Christmas films of all time. 34th Street obviously wins. Next round.
You've got another extremely difficult one.
Oh, God. Okay, so this is the last round. This is the last bracket of the round two of the Eastern Conference of the Christmas movie bracket. It's A Wonderful Life versus fucking Home Alone. You know, there comes a time in one's life when we have to make the difficult decisions. Yep. And tonight I'm going to make that difficult decision. It may not be the most popular decision.
Let me write mine down while you're talking. It's the same.
I may get some pushback for this one, but I just can't help it because Macaulay Culkin is just so damn hilarious. Home Alone. And you picked Home Alone too. Wow. I thought for sure we were going to have Siri intervene on that one.
Well, I think about the movies that we watch more. Now, we do watch It's a Wonderful Life, but Home Alone will get more airtime.
That's true. And it's, again, it's one of those movies we watch every single year during this time. So now we are on to the final four, the top four movies. And just to, No, I'm sorry. Well, it's the top eight.
Elite eight. We're in the to come up with the final four.
All right, it's the elite eight. So let's go back onto the Western Conference. Round three. Robert, you're up.
All right. We're getting to a lot more difficult decisions here. We've got The Grinch live action with Jim Carrey versus A Christmas Vacation. Or A Christmas Vacation, whatever.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
It's got to be. Christmas Vacation, for sure. All right.
Well, you never waited for me to acknowledge. You can't move on.
You sounded like
I was twitching.
Christmas Vacation. That's my final answer. All right, go ahead and answer it.
It's very difficult because I love The Grinch and I love Jim Carrey. But I'll concede Christmas Vacation, and not really begrudgingly or any of that. I will
don't do it on my
I
account.
Will say so it that
you can choose.
It gets more airplay. It has more more appeal and longevity across people. I know people that do not like Jim Carrey, do not like The Grinch, but they will watch A Christmas Story.
And let's be Christmas Vacation for that matter.
Christmas Vacation.
And let's be honest, all the movies at this point are pretty good. So like there's no losers, and all of the decisions are very hard here. So, you know, if you're
except this next one.
sent this next one, which is A Christmas Story versus Jingle All the Way. Wait, yeah, this is my turn. Yeah, Christmas Story. Right, dude. Right.
No question. Okay,
Christmas Story. Wanted to make sure that you actually answered before I moved on. On to the Eastern Conference, Robert.
Charlie Brown Christmas against Polar Express. I gotta go, Charlie.
I gotta go, Polar Express.
I knew you. I knew you would.
All right, here we go.
I know you're a big Polar Express fan, and we are not there, but here, but we do like our Charlie Brown.
Hey Siri, flip a coin.
Tails.
Oh, Polar Express. That was the hardest coin Siri ever flipped.
All right.
Next round, we have
final bracket on that side.
Home Alone versus Miracle on 34th Street. I gotta go Home Alone.
Yeah, Home Alone. Woo.
Home Alone.
It's hard. It's hard to do that.
It really is, because we just dethroned Miracle on 34th Street, and
yeah,
you know, angels won't be getting their wings anymore tonight. Sorry.
No, that's the other movie we already kicked out. Wait, it's a Wonderful Life. Oh,
damn it! Mother, we beat fuck.
That. Oh well, that's fine.
It's the beer. So now we are down to, now we're in the final four, over to the Western Conference.
Christmas Vacation against A Christmas Story. Again, there's only one movie that is played for 24 hours over and over, but Christmas Vacation is definitely a classic. I'm not going to shoot my eye out. I'm going to pick Christmas Story.
I gotta go with Christmas Vacation.
I almost did. It was the seesaw that was just teetering 51-49 either way. All right, Siri.
All right, so if she says heads, Christmas Vacation. If she says tails, Christmas Story. Hey Siri, flip a coin.
Rosencrantz says heads.
Oh, man, she's been loving me. Christmas Story makes it into the final round.
No, heads. That was Christmas Vacation.
That's what I meant. Christmas Vacation makes it into the final round. That's the one I picked, too. I just misspoke. It was a slip. All right. All right. You're
up.
I'm up. All right. Here we go.
I know what you're going to pick here, by the way.
You may not. Well, we'll see. We'll find out. See, because Polar Express to me has been really good. It hasn't had as much competition though as Home Alone has had. Yes. Who has beat out so far? Has beat out two of the most popular classic Christmas movies ever to exist. It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street. Macaulay Culkin. Yeah. Has beat out two of the most beloved Christmas movies ever in history. Ever. Polar Express, though, it's a great movie. Again, I stated earlier, 30 years from now, people are still going to be watching that. But I got to go with Home Alone.
All right, Home Alone it is.
Are you picking Home Alone as well?
Yep, Home Alone.
All right. So, in the final round, Robert, we have coincidentally, two of my favorite Christmas movies, Christmas Vacation versus Home Alone. I'll let you do the honors of responding first.
I'm going to go with Christmas Vacation.
I'm going to go with, let's review, Christmas Vacation. Great movie. It beat out the Gremlins. Christmas Vacation beat out A Christmas Story, which I've heard is played for 24 hours in a row. Home Alone.
TBS.
Home Alone is
one of those teams.
Home Alone's come a long way. They've been up against some of the strongest competitors. in Christmas movies, and has come
all time
and has come
years.
Out on top. I'm going to go with Christmas Vacation.
All right.
Christmas Vacation wins this year's Christmas movie bracket, brought to you by the Two Bobs.
The Two Bobs.
It's official. You can burn all the other movies. Unless it's you have digital copies, don't burn that, because then you won't be able to watch Christmas Vacation. But Christmas Vacation wins the bracket.
That was fun. I was curious to see how it would work out. A couple of them I thought would be a little bit easier than they were, or I guess a little bit more more of a landslide than they were. But I'm surprised at how many we had to flip the coin.
Well, I'm glad that we agreed, at least in the last end, in the last round, because otherwise I was going to have you call Elderly Listener, which, by the way, not knowing how this was all going to turn out and knowing that Elderly Listener will not answer simply to support her son, but I will tell you, I am 100% sure, even if it had come down to it, she would have chose Christmas Vacation.
You think so?
I am 100% sure she would have chose Christmas Vacation.
Is she still up?
I don't know. She could be. You want to try to call her?
Yeah, let me see. I think I still have her number in here.
I can give it to you if you don't.
I have it.
I'll talk first.
Okay. If she answers.
I hope she does. It's probably, who the fuck is this? Who's this foreign number calling me? It's probably an IRS. She probably thinks this is like an IRS scam or something like that. It's like, I'm not picking this shit out.
I could probably call her with the Two Bobs if she doesn't. Because that's just calling from my number.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, are you sleeping?
No, but why did you come up on Robert Kimmelmowski's?
Robert is my co-host on the Two Bobs.
I know who that is.
We're sorry to cut you. And just so
you didn't change my, you didn't change mine back to anything, did you?
No. Oh, so just a little joke. I used to change my mom's cell phone, the caller ID name, to all different things. So like, I'd put like ho ho ho.
I've been ho ho ho.
That's right. You have been. You've also been. I think you were Mary. You were Santa Claus for a while. I think, weren't you?
I was Santa Claus. I've been ho ho ho.
I think you've been the Easter Bunny too.
Yeah. You threw me. I'm looking at the phone going,
Kilimowski.
They what? Just called school off, so I had the phone in my hand.
I didn't know Robert was Polish.
Reading the text.
But hey, we have an important question for you.
Yeah.
We've been doing a Christmas, the Two Bobs Christmas movie bracket, and you don't know this, but if we had, if we had come down to a stalemate in the last round, we were going to call you to be the tiebreaker. But with the movies that we had that made it to the last round, I kind of, we agreed, but I said, you know what? I already know which one my mom would have answered if we had to call her anyway. So I'm just to make it official. If you had to choose best Christmas movie of all time, it's down to, through the brackets, it's down to Christmas Vacation versus Home Alone. Which one would you pick?
Christmas Vacation.
Ah,
I told you. I said, you know what? I said, if this had come down to a tie between Robert and I, and you had to, and we had to call you, I'm like, she would have chose Christmas Vacation 100%.
Oh, absolutely.
Although Home Alone's pretty funny. We just watched it last
I already night. Watched it twice. So.
See, I knew it. That's a lot of how I decided on my movies, the which ones we're actually watching either already or watching repeatedly.
Yeah.
Hey, Christmas with the Cranks, done. Jingle All the Way, done.
See, Christmas with the Cranks, let's see here. They got
the Grinch, done.
Hold on. Christmas with the Cranks got beat off. Or got beat off.
What?
Christmas with the Cranks got beat out
for Santa Claus
by the Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Oh no, perfect. That's a good one too. I can't argue that one either, because yeah. I watch them all.
Yeah.
See, we'd still be on the first round if we had her involved.
I know. Absolutely. Oh. We had Siri flipping coins for us to break the ties in the first couple rounds. But I'm like, when we get to the final, we can't leave it to chance. We're going to call Elderly Listener if it comes down to it. But yeah, I figured we'd call you anyway.
Well, thanks for thinking of me.
No problem. And just so you know, we do still have that phone number. You haven't left us any messages in a while, though.
You know what? I know.
We took matters into our own hands this time, and we called you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm definitely, it's not that I haven't listened to the last three or four.
Are you putting away dishes right now?
No, I'm pouring water in my Yeti cup that I got from my son last year for Christmas.
You're welcome. Oh, I see. It's the gift that keeps on giving. This year I got
the gift that gives like keeps on giving.
This year I got our 1 year membership to the Jelly of the Month Club.
You know you didn't.
Well, she'd be surprised.
I'd come over and tied you up in a big red bow and dragged your whatever, you know, those words he says. Mm-hmm.
Like what? What does he say?
I know you guys are taping me.
Well, yeah, you're going to be on the episode, obviously. Oh. It's been a while, though. We'll have to have you back on again sometime soon. I'll give you a heads up so you can get a beer.
Yeah.
Find out what's different so you can put your dishes away and then actually take our call.
Robert was concerned you were already sleeping.
The only reason I'm even still up is because I have no school, so...
I didn't know you were still in school.
Yeah, what do you mean? No, I don't have to work tomorrow at school.
I know what you meant.
Lord. But you know what, Robert? You can always continue to keep learning.
That's true.
Sometimes it's the school of hard knocks. You've been down that path.
Well, look at that. So it's great to get my mom on the episode. So that way, you know, we can get her on the show. We can make it a learning experience for everyone, too.
Right. Find out more about you, you know?
Now, we're going to get ready to do crazy news. Do you want to hang out for that, or do you got to go finish putting away all those dishes?
No, you guys go for it. I'll listen to it. Enjoy. And Merry Christmas, Robert.
All right, you too. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Merry Christmas, bye-bye. Mom.
I think I'll probably see you before then, though.
Love you. Love you, Robbie.
Love you too, Mommy.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well, you were right.
Actually, my dad, I felt kind of, well, I felt bad because he texted me a couple of days ago. He's like, hey, you want to go see Star Wars this weekend? And I'm like, damn it, I'm kind of already going. But I got him a ticket to the same show I'm going to. So,
whew. Well, so he's going to go with you?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I texted my father-in-law. I'm like, do you have another ticket? He's like, and you know, he called me today or he texted me today back and said, yeah, I found one. So he's coming. So.
Very good.
I don't feel like such a terrible son now. So, all right, on to okay. Crazy news. How does that even happen?
I think I just hear it and then all of a sudden start humming it, which I didn't at the beginning because I wanted you to hear it, and then you hummed it anyway. So
I didn't hum it this time, though. It's still, there's humming.
It was me. I did it for a second. I kind of did this guy, ding, ding, but it's still there.
It is still there. Even when you don't hum, it's still in there.
Right? No, it's still in there. Well, our crazy news comes from, I'm not sure exactly. Oh, Sacramento, California. So rather than any other crazy states, we are talking earlier about the packages, and this one involves a package as well.
So just to give everybody a heads up, so. If you're an Amazon customer, you may have noticed that Amazon now delivers their own packages. So what they're basically doing is they're kind of in like an Uber style of service. There, you can sign up to be an Amazon courier. In other words, when you want to work, you log in, you say you're available. They will tell you to pick up packages and tell you where to deliver the packages. So you're kind of working for yourself, but you're contracting through Amazon. Again, similar to kind of how it works through Lyft and Uber and things like that. So anyway, so it's a great idea, and I think it's it definitely gives Amazon a little bit more of an edge because they're maintaining control of the whole delivery process. I love how when they deliver the packages, I'll even be able to go on my phone and view a picture of the package sitting on my front porch. But what they're also doing is opening the door for some fucking weird people that aren't necessarily as vetted as, let's say, a UPS or a FedEx driver. And they're allowing them to deliver packages now. So you're bound to see some interesting things. So that's exactly what happened here.
The article from our friends at Fox News, don't hold that against us, but says when Nemi Bautista arrived at his Sacramento home on Tuesday, he found what appeared to be dog poop at the bottom of his driveway. When he looked at the footage on his security camera, however, he found a dissatisfying surprise. Bautista told Fox News on Friday that instead of a puppy relieving himself, he watched a woman who was delivering a package for Amazon driving a U-Haul doing the deed.
He said he was shocked by what he saw and immediately contacted Amazon and filed a complaint. A company representative was shocked and thoroughly apologized and said that the delivery woman worked for a third-party contractor Amazon had hired to make those deliveries. I wanted Amazon to come clean it up, Bautista said, adding he missed the delivery by minutes. A supervisor for the driver arrived at Bautista's home about 5 hours later, unprepared to deal with the quote-unquote package.
He didn't have any gloves, nothing. He grabbed a plastic bag to scoop it up, and I told him he couldn't put it in my trash can. I didn't want it stinking up my can, which is where it came out of in the first place. The man asked Bautista if he could leave it beside the trash can, which he did. He eventually put it in the trash can after the man left. So basically, he's got a video, I guess, from a home surveillance camera and shows the U-Haul truck pulling up outside. And the lady, at least she goes kind of behind the door. And you see her kind of squatting down behind it. And then as she's done, you see her close the door. And there's a big black spot there on the driveway, which ended up being her her leavings.
The worst part is if you look really closely, you can see it drop.
There's a stream there, so there was a mixed precipitation.
Oh man, she had it coming out of all the holes. But it's like it's a nice like suburban subdivision. It's a nice nice little court thing, and then this lady just sitting there, just squatting down and taking a shit
right in the road.
So the good news is Amazon apologized to Bautista. They offered him a gift card. He told Fox 40 the company told him the driver has been dealt with, but was unsure what that meant. This is a third-party provider. Anyone can be a driver, he told Fox News. It's a lack of professionalism. It's very strange, but it seems as if the problems didn't end there for Bautista.
To put salt in the wound, we had another driver the next day that just tossed the package. He tossed it instead of walking up the driveway. It was a porcelain figure, but luckily it didn't break. A representative of Amazon was shocked and profusely apologized for the second incident. I've lived in this home for 17 years. I've never had back-to-back incident like these. I am disappointed in how it was handled. So this time of year, and this is from December, which is the time of year for all the Christmas packages, as we mentioned earlier. So they're busy, and you know, I mean, it doesn't really excuse the behavior, but at the same time, some of these people are just obviously just looking to make a quick buck and try to get through as much as they can to go home.
I'm sorry, but we're busy doesn't to me excuse the fact that this person squatted down and took a shit at the end of his driveway. I'm sorry, I just had a lot of deliveries today. I don't think you would have handled it any differently, Mr. Bautista.
No, but I mean, again, it's the kind of person that's out there doing this. It's not really your, like I said last week, the people of our stature. It's not people that are going to work every day and doing all these things. They are working hard. I'm not going to take that away from them. But at the same time, it's a different person that's out there doing this. Maybe it's somebody. Yeah, and again, that's making a broader swipe of the brush than necessary. But there's going to be a few bad eggs in there, I guess, as there are with every profession out there.
The worst part of maybe all this is the fact that there was no toilet paper involved. The person literally took a shit And then she just stood up and pulled her pants up and got back in the car very quickly, I might add, to get the hell out of there. So, like, there was still shit there, right? Like,
residue.
Oh, my God. Maybe they have a bidet inside of the U-Haul.
It's going to dry. It's going to itch. It's going to flake.
Oh, my God. That's nasty.
It's going to be residue. There's going to be flakes in
it's
there.
It's like having mud on the driveway and just not wiping it or spraying it off, just leaving it there all the time.
It's going to rain sometime.
Eventually, something will make it go away. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Oh, well. Was that episode 45? We had a lot today again.
We've talked about Christmas. We've talked about sandwiches. We've made multiple phone calls.
We did.
We've discovered that Christmas Vacation is the best movie ever related to Christmas. I think we got an episode. And by the way, We called people during this episode, and I feel like people should maybe call and leave us voicemails sometimes. And I think we have a phone number for that.
Yeah, I noticed that you had a phone number.
Fuck yeah, we do, wow. Elderly listener. That is 530.
Thanks for taking our call from... I'm going to have to pull that audio from whatever the hell she called me.
Klimakowski? Not even close.
That's fine. I'm used to it.
Yeah, but
almost 45 years later,
If you want to call myself or Mr. Klimkowski, all you have to do is dial 530-882-BOBS. That's 530-882-2627. You can use your text messaging machine, your T-Mobile Sidekick, and you can even send us a text message at that exact same number, and we'll read your shit on the show.
And as you heard, elderly listener has a voice made for silent film, so don't be shy.
Oh, man. Oh, hey. You can find, we have internet things too. You can find us at the, let's see here, on at all the social things at the Two Bobs Podcast. We have a website you can peruse to find out information. You can listen to the show. You can get our show notes. You can get a historical view of all the beers we've had, including the ones Robert's had more than once on the show. At thetwobobs.com. You should go there and enjoy.
Have a good night.
Yes.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel B. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.